grandfather, to his father, to him. It was Christmas Eve, and all the money Della had for a gift for her beloved was $1.87, mostly in coins. But she had an idea. She went and had her hair cut off, and sold it for $20. With the money, she bought a beautiful chain. She bought a beautiful chain for Jim's watch. She anxiously waited for Jim to come home from work, not knowing how he would respond to her new look. When he came in, he was in shock, not because of her hair, but because of his gift for her, a set of expensive tortoise shell combs with jewel edges for her hair, so something for her hair. She bought with the money he was given for selling his prized possession, his family pocket watch. That's a great story. I laugh when I read this good story. Mary, in our gospel reading, wanted to do something meaningful for Jesus as a way to express her gratitude, her love for him. A few days had passed after Jesus had brought Lazarus back to life, and Lazarus literally was raised from the dead. Can you imagine what life was for this family after that event? Can you imagine what kind of conversation Mary and Martha had with their brother afterwards? Maybe it was just like going to sleep and waking up after 4 days. I don't know. Nobody knows, but I would love to have been there at that dinner table also with Lazarus and with Jesus and with his whole family and friends. Mary, like this young couple, must not have had much money, but she did have a very expensive perfume. Scholars say that the jar of perfume was worth a year's wages, right? So that is a very fancy perfume. It was 1 year's wages. I don't think I have ever spent my own money for a cologne, let alone a whole year's wage. That's a lot. My son last year wanted to buy a cologne for almost $200, and I thought he was over the top. But maybe I don't know about colognes and perfumes. Maybe they are very even more expensive. The truth is that for an act that Jesus performed of restoring the life of someone, of saving someone's life, was really not about the money, which is what Jesus was trying to tell Judah. The Lazarus was mentioned the poor. It is not meant for it to be a message about neglecting the poor because they will always be there. But rather, it was meant for Jesus to say that what Mary did was an act beyond any monetary value. It was an expression of thankfulness rooted in love. It was similar to what my sister did when her second daughter was born. She was sitting in the hospital, and it had been a while since anyone checked on her. No one seemed to care for the needs of my poor sister, who was in pain, and she was ready to give birth to my second niece. She was already in the hospital. But until the doctor, who was a church member of the same church that they attended, she stopped by to see how everything was going. And she quickly noticed that my sister was in deep pain and in danger in this whole process. So she quickly mobilized the staff and gave warning that she was ready to give birth, to pop the baby. Soon after that, a whole team came and prepared for the newborn until she successfully gave birth. My sister felt so grateful that she wanted to do something very special. She did not have as much money saved in a jar as did Mary, But she felt compelled to express in some sort of way her appreciation, a deep thanks to this woman. Well, my sister decided to ask her to be the godmother. She felt that she was a life saver for her daughter. Now, to be a godmother in my culture at a baptism is of high honor. And so it was a really special thing to be able to ask somebody to be the godmother. Going back to our gospel reading and this act of Mary, beyond this perfume being so expensive, this perfume is also used for anointing someone at their burial. And so the story John uses, he uses this also to point to the upcoming death of Jesus, as well as his resurrection. The resurrection of Lazarus, in a way, also was a preview of what was to come, right? Resurrection, life. And so it is not surprising that these texts come to us as we are getting ready for Holy Week next week, as we prepare for also Resurrection Day. He also comes to us to remind us of Jesus' death and his resurrection, which provides salvation for us. As we join our life to Jesus through holy baptism, he provided salvation and continues to provide salvation for us through the waters of baptism. So the question for us now is, how do we express our love to Jesus who gave his life for us? I just met this last week with Ernie over the theme of stewardship, so I'm glad he decided to give a brief message. But we talked about stewardship, and stewardship is all about giving God thanks. That's all there is giving God thanks. It is responding with the most precious things we have been given. And one of them is our time, right? We give God our love on Sunday when we come and we gather. We thank God for all of what God has given us. Life anew, salvation, forgiveness, all those gifts that come from our relationship with Jesus. We offer not only our money, but we also offer our whole life to God as a deep act of appreciation for what God has given us, God's forgiveness, God's unconditional love. Jesus comes to us and liberates us as Jesus did with Lazarus from the stench of death, from sin, and offers us life anew each single day. And so this empowers us for us to give God thanks, but also to offer what we have as a response to God, to his love. We perhaps have an expensive perfume jar safe in our closets, or even if you don't have a jar of oil, may we offer the highest expression of our gratitude to the one who came to give us life anew. Amen.